5. The Discourse on Assurance. One of the great sermons which Jesus preached in the temple this Passover week was in answer to a question asked by one of his hearers, a man from Damascus. This man asked Jesus, "But Rabbi, how shall we know of a certainty that you are sent by God, and that we may truly enter into this kingdom which you and your disciples declare is near at hand?" And Jesus answered, "As to my message and the teaching of my disciples, you should judge them by their fruits. If we proclaim to you the truths of the Spirit will witness in your hearts that our message is genuine. Concerning the kingdom and your assurance of acceptance by the Heavenly Father, let me ask what father among you, who is a worthy and kind-hearted father, would keep his son in anxiety or suspense regarding his status in the family or his place of security in the affections of his father's heart? Do you earth fathers take pleasure in torturing your children with uncertainty about their place of abiding love in your human hearts? Neither does your Father in heaven leave his faith children of the Spirit in doubtful uncertainty as to their position in the kingdom. If you receive God as your Father, then indeed and in truth are you the sons of God. And if you are sons, then are you secure in the position and standing of all that concerns eternal and divine sonship. If you believe my words, you thereby believe in him who sent me, and by thus believing in the Father, you have made your status in heavenly citizenship sure. If you do the will of the Father in heaven, you shall never fail in the attainment of the eternal life of progress in the divine kingdom. The Supreme Spirit shall bear witness with your spirits that you are truly the children of God. And if you are the sons of God, then have you been born of the Spirit of God. And whosoever has been born of the Spirit has in himself the power to overcome all doubt. And this is the victory that overcomes all uncertainty, even your faith." Said the prophet Isaiah, speaking of these times, "When the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, then shall the work of righteousness become peace, quietness, and assurance forever. And for all who truly believe this gospel, I will become surety for their reception into the eternal mercies and the everlasting life of my Father's kingdom. You, then, who hear this message and believe this gospel of the kingdom, are the sons of God. And you have life everlasting, and the evidence to all the world that you have been born of the Spirit is that you sincerely love one another." The throng of listeners remained many hours with Jesus, asking him questions and listening attentively to his comforting answers. Even the apostles were emboldened by Jesus' teaching to preach the gospel of the kingdom with more power and assurance. This experience at Jerusalem was a great inspiration to the 12. It was their first contact with such enormous crowds, and they learned many valuable lessons which proved of great assistance in their later work.